This week, a slate of cancellations arose that many, or at least yours truly, hoped wouldn't. It may be April 2021, but the world is only just rounding the corner and we still have a ways to go. Cons are staying in their typical event timeframes, but sticking to the online model for at least one more year. Part of me hopes that a certain portion of this online-geared content never goes away, even in the years to come. Join your hosts, Rob Roberts, Jamie Summers, and Loki for cautious optimism on this and the rest of the week's gaming news, starting right now on the show where every gamer has a voice.
Another week of the show where every gamer has a voice, Orange Lounge Radio Live. Once again tonight on April the 4th of 2021, episode number 863 of our show. My name is Rob Roberts, and I'm here with you every week when we record. Also joining me mostly every week, sadly not last week, but she's back this week, Dark Sakura or Jamie Summers.
Hi. Last
Hello.
Week kicked my ass.
Welcome back. Yeah, we talked a little bit about it on air. I mentioned that you got the Pfizer vax. I figured you wouldn't care if I told people that. Yeah. And you were dealing with some of the side effects with that. And we were having a laugh, like I said we would, that yeah. I got Moderna, Loki got J&J, and you got Pfizer. It's very, very funny to me. I don't know why. So
well, it's the triumvirate of American vaccines, I guess.
Yes. Yes.
But I've been reading that people have stronger reactions to the Pfizer one, but it also is the most effective.
Interesting. So, well, you want to be careful downplaying the effectiveness because they're all you need to take whatever one they give you.
Effective. Yes. But it's I don't know what it is, but I guess that it's sort of like your body has an immediate reaction to it and then et cetera.
Yeah.
But I also do have other underlying issues, and so I expected to be sick for at least a day, but I had a migraine for like 3 days.
Yikes. But you're better now.
Yeah, I'm better. But the other thing is funny is that they wanted me to come back on the 17th, and I'm like, no. I'm going to come on the 20th because the 19th is my birthday, and I am not going to be sick on my birthday.
So since you're talking about shots, next week is my second Moderna shot, and it's actually on Sunday morning. So I am trying to make contingency plans for OLR where I may just be pushing buttons. We may have a guest host next week, actually. I may just push buttons and there's somebody else in the third chair next week. I don't know who. I have to ask them. I have some people in mind. I have to see who's available. So plan on that because vaccinations, they're important.
Yeah. But the other thing, though, is that since I'm going to be fully vaccinated, if I can get my mother vaccinated in Mobile,
mm-hmm.
then I'm going to try to get her out here for Thanksgiving.
Oh, and that would be lovely.
If not, since Dan and I both will be vaccinated, I'm going to see if we can go see her instead.
Oh, if she does come out here, I'd love to meet her. I've heard about her all these years, never got to meet her.
My mama.
And I'll be vaccinated, so it'll all be good.
Special lady.
All right. Well, you missed a messy-ass show last week, let me tell you, Dark Sakura.
This is what happens when I'm not there.
Look, you know, the show was fine. Like, Loki and I held down the fort with stories and everything. But just technically, it was a mess. We had some major streaming issues towards the end of the show, things that were just, like, I couldn't control them. One of the Twitch servers went down, the one we were using, and that caused problems. And then come to find out, I wasn't recording the show last week.
What?
Now, and of course, everybody in chat is like, are you recording tonight? Yes. Yes,
so
I hit the button.
That's why they were asking.
Yes. So it's recording. God. Well, here's the good news, Jamie. Ever since we moved to Twitch, because we've had this show for coming up on 19
Twitch
years.
Keeps a record.
A long fucking time, right? Exactly. When we were doing it on Shoutcast, if we didn't record, that's it. Show's gone. But thanks to the Twitch thing, Twitch always has a backup. So it was just late. So those that listen to us on the podcast feed, and I know there's a lot of you, the show just went up really late, and that's because of the tech issues. I had to stream multiple shows together and download them from Twitch, so it took me a little while longer. So sorry about that. I'm sorry, podcasties. We'll do better this week, okay?
Well, I came with more fun stuff to show people on camera. So
yes. Oh, look, is that a sealed copy of Final Fantasy III you're holding up? Or 6, but, you know, 3 in the U.S.?
It's in the box. It's not. I put it in plastic to keep the box.
Oh, okay. I got
nice.
You.
It's a Brillo protector.
And
but
that's
a, I'll that, sh-
That's a game celebrating an anniversary as of, like, I think a couple days ago.
Yep. Yeah. But I'll be showing off a different game every so often as we go through the show today.
Well, if you do want to watch us live on Twitch, you can participate with us live every Sunday night at 6 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Pacific, 9 o'clock Eastern, right after the Bobby Blackwell Show over at the Voice of Geeks Network, twitch.tv/VOG Network. And if you do want to watch the video to see the random objects Darksoccer holds in front of the camera, you can subscribe to our channel over at VOG Network, and you get access to all of the archives. You get the entire on-demand stuff included with your subscription. And that includes some bonus things that are up there, including Bobby Blackwell's VHS stream that he did a few days ago. And we have some award show things that we did. And get this, just moments ago in our chat, the live participants have unlocked the next bonus stream. So I will be talking to Shane shortly to set up Shane's definitive Pokemon ranking. That will be happening in the next couple weeks. I told him end of April because I didn't think we'd raise the points that fast. having the tech issues, I think, helped because people were able to donate extra points. But so it may be a little bit, because I did tell Shane it would be a few weeks. But I also think Shane may be wanting to take the opportunity to spread his Oshawott propaganda. I mean, who knows who might be number one on his list, but he'll take his opportunity probably as soon as he possibly can. So we'll work that out in the coming days. Shane in chat saying you'll never guess who number one is. Well, I may not be able to guess who number two is, unless it's just evolutions of Oshawott, in which case I wouldn't be able to guess who number four is. So we'll get down to this is what we're going to find out on the next bonus stream. So that'll be coming at some point. We will announce the day on our social media, twitter.com/VOG Network. We'll announce it on our Discord, VOGNetwork.com/Discord. You will know when that's happening. And then, of course, if you're a subscriber, you can always watch it on demand. But it will not be podcast. That is the other thing about these bonus feeds. They are things that are meant for Twitch, so they are not podcast anywhere. So, all right. Anyway.
Well, and by the way, if anyone wants to make an offer on any of these games, I'm holding up. Talk to me.
Okay. And Shane in chat is saying, everything is fair game. Megas, Gigantamaxes, forms, doesn't matter so long as it's been in the main game. All right. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Okay. Loki, I hate to ignore you. I'm sorry. I had a lot of housekeeping to get out. But hello, Techmaster Loki, also here. Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing all right.
What's the game behind you tonight?
It's just... It's very much in theme with recently released trailers.
Oh, is it Space Jam?
No.
Oh.
They never made a Space Jam game. But you're close. They have that song in the title screen.
Hold up. Hold up. They never made a Space Jam video game?
No.
Okay, what do they call that phenomenon when, like, you remember that the Fruit of the Loom logo has a cornucopia in it, even though it doesn't, and
the Berenstain Bears?
That whole thing. What is that called? Mandela. The Mandela effect, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Am I having a Mandela effect right now? Because I swear to God there was a Space Jam video game. There was no Space Jam video game?
No Space Jam video game.
Oh, my God.
So.
Oh, my God.
Actually... Yes, there is.
I'm disassociating
there
live on air.
There is a Space Jam game.
Thank God.
Really?
Where was it?
It came out on Sega Saturn, PlayStation, and MS-DOS, and it ran on the NBA Jam Extreme Engine.
Okay. I was starting to disassociate live on air.
Okay,
oh, my God,
yeah.
Loki, don't do that to me.
Do not try my knowledge.
I'm old. I've been in quarantine. I've had it. Like, do not lie to me about things where I'm like,
but anyways,
I swear I played that.
He just wasn't familiar with it.
No, I know. I know. I'm just giving him shit. Sorry, Loki.
So it's an RPG with basketball. It's Barkley Shut Up and Jam Gaiden.
Okay. All right. So it's basketball adjacent. All right. I love that. And now, wow, chat is just flooding with receipts. Chat is just like, here's the wiki. Here's the YouTube. I owned it on Saturn. Here's the gameplay on PS1. Like, chat is just like pages and pages of receipts, Loki.
All right, that's fine. Well, I forgot that there was a game.
Zen Monkey says, I wish NBA Jam made an made NBA Space Jam. Well, it was on the NBA Jam engine.
That's right. Yeah, I think that's why I played it. You guys know I don't play a ton of sports games, but NBA Jam was my jam. And so that's probably why I played Space Jam, was because it was on a similar engine. There you go. So Bobby is suggesting that the Space Jam should be classic game. Well, not tonight. You've got a flag this week. But at some point, Space Jam will have to be a classic game of the week, just to make sure Loki is educated. Maybe when the movie comes out.
Make it so.
Maybe. All right. I mean, it's not really Space Jam, though. The new movie's basically Ready Player One again, so it's fine.
Oh, yeah, with all those cameos showing up? It's kind of random, isn't it?
It's got everything. It's got even the planets with the different themes. I'm like, that's just Ready Player One. Yep. You basically took the script for Ready Player One, too, and said, you know, that second Ready Player One book wasn't very good. Let's just roll this in the Space Jam instead. So we had an idea of what we wanted to do, but it's going to deviate too much from the book, so... why not?
Why not? All right. So, yeah, and chat, we can't just flip the classic game on a whim because all the footage is grabbed, especially tonight. I had to stitch multiple YouTubes together for tonight's pick. So we'll do
it
in
a
future week.
We got until July.
All right.
Although,
that's true. We got
some time. Mention, though, that Barkley Shut Up and Jam Gaiden is old enough for classic game of the week. So,
all right. Next time Dark Soccer isn't here, it's your pick, and we'll do it. All right.
All right.
You just last time I asked you to pick it, you picked Halo.
I'm making a list. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm making a list.
Wait, we let Alan pick last week, and
did Alan pick?
Some folks said that he did a very good job with the segment. And of course, you were going to ask that question, and I'm going to forget in the moment. What did Alan pick last week? He picked. Oh my God! Somebody in chat, save me! What was the classic of the week last week? I don't remember what happened 7 days ago. Loki, you don't remember it either. Thank you, Super Meat Boy.
Remember.
He picked Super Meat Boy.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Is it old enough? Holy fuck.
Yes. Jamie, this question was asked many times last week. Yes, it's old enough.
For fuck's sake.
Exactly. So you had the same reaction the rest of us did. And I think that's why he picked it. I know he went on and he looked at games that were released like 10 years ago. So
that's like Alan's pulling off that other wig to do a wig reveal.
He sure did. Now that he's a streamer of his own accord, he's here to show us all up. All right.
Girl.
I love it. All right. Let's get into tonight's kickoff topic, which ironically is about sports games. This is crazy. We're talking about a lot of sports games tonight. We've got Space Jam, NBA Jam, and now something new coming out, MLB The Show 21. Why is everybody talking about this game? I think you guys know what's going on here. This is a PlayStation Studios game, and this has been, and I'm going to admit, I don't play a lot of newer baseball games. I play a lot of retro stuff, like I like Baseball Stars and stuff, but I don't play a lot of the newer stuff. But my understanding is this is kind of a well-regarded baseball game. It's kind of held in a better esteem than EA's series, if I'm not mistaken. Chat, feel free to correct me if
I'm
wrong.
Well, they don't even have a series anymore, so it was the only option.
That's it. Yes, that was it, is that EA's was so bad they stopped doing it. That was it. So MLB The Show is kind of the baseball game, and people like this game. But basically, MLB came in and said, in so many words, you could be selling more of this game if you would put it out on other platforms. In fact, you know what? If you want to keep this license, you're going to have to release this as a multi-platform game. So we've already talked about in the past couple months how it is a little weird that we have Xbox game art with a PlayStation Studios logo on it. And many of us, you know, speaking of things that we remember in our youth, many of us are having that same, what? That we had the first time there was a Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games, where it's like, Mario and Sonic living together, mass hysteria, right? All this. So now this is how we're feeling about the PlayStation's logo showing up on an Xbox box. But this week, the news went one step further. And that is, how does this happen? I don't even know how this happens, but apparently
a lot of games are on it, though, so okay. It makes sense.
MLB The Show 21 is going to be on Game Pass day one. So, and this is the part that's making us all go, what? Is that the game is going to be on Game Pass. A PlayStation game is going to be day one on Microsoft Game Pass. Not a PlayStation Plus title, not a PS Now title. but a Game Pass title. Now my mind is my mind was already blown. Now it's blended. Loki, how does that happen?
I don't know. Money? I'm assuming it's money. That they said, hey, you know, we're going to pay you this much money to put it on Game Pass. And Sony's like, we like money, so we'll do it.
All right.
And so it happened. But, like, that's really all I can imagine. Okay. Yeah, it's surprising.
Chat coming to save the day, because admittedly, I don't know my shit when it comes to sports games. That's fine. Bobby Blackwolf in chat said, MLB made the deal with Microsoft for Game Pass. Sony wasn't involved. Sony merely developed the Xbox version. Sony is still publishing the PlayStation 5 version. The Xbox version of this is not published by Sony. It's published by MLB. Aha, there's the aha moment. So the PlayStation Studios logo shows up because they're the ones that developed the game. But they're not paying the money to get the boxes out there, push it to retail, do all that. MLB is taking that cost on as part of their deal. So now MLB signed this deal with Microsoft. So first off, whoever at Microsoft picked up the phone and called the MLB to put this offer out there is a shady lady. And I mean that in the best possible way. These are the types of like business antics. Whoever thought of that at Microsoft gets a raise. Called the MLB and said, here's an offer you can't refuse. And the MLB accepted it. And so now, as part of the publishing deal, this is on Game Pass. So that makes a lot of sense as to how Sony probably had no say in this. And they're probably pissed. So will they...
They're not happy about that, I'm imagining.
Will they end up pushing it to PlayStation Now or something else as a result? I don't know. It's hard to say.
Nah.
GZ...
I don't know if they would.
GZDR4EV in chat says, didn't Cuphead go from Xbox to PlayStation Plus? It is not a PlayStation Plus title. It is on PlayStation, so that is, you know, a thing. Even though it gets into that weird thing where it's like a Microsoft subsidiary did it, if I am not mistaken. And of course, we know that showed up on Switch. Ori showed up on Switch. Microsoft and Switch, you know, in cahoots together is nothing new. But it is always a little funky when you see the Sony and the Microsoft stuff kind of blend the lines a little bit. Some other comments in chat. Tiger Claw says, this is the first time in video game history that a publisher is the company responsible for baseball. And yeah, Bobby says MLB publishes some of the arcade games, especially in the mobile phone space. So a little bit of a correction there. So, but still, you know, the optics of a Sony game being on Game Pass, no matter how it happened, is certainly making a lot of people go, well, I guess Sony gave up. Because I'll bet you there's hundreds of YouTubes out there talking about this topic, and I'll bet you there's hundreds of podcasts out there talking about this topic that didn't have that perspective that Bobby just gave us about that the MLB is the ones actually publishing it. And I bet there's a lot of people out there going, what is Sony doing? Sony's putting a game on Game Pass. Da, 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 da. And everybody's losing their minds. And I've said this a million times on the show, and I really believe this to be true, and I think this is one of those golden rules of gaming. You know, obviously we have a system is only as good as the games that are on it, but here's the other one that I'm putting out there. It doesn't matter what the facts are, it only matters what's perceived. And that, I think, is very true here, is that the perception is that Sony's putting a game on Game Pass, and that's what's causing people to lose their minds.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Certainly, there hasn't been a lot of bad news for Game Pass this year. I mean, shit, Outriders was this week. That was a huge deal. That landed day one on Game Pass. There's the, you know, Bethesda deal and all those games hitting and so on and so on. I feel like at least a third of our shows this year have had the kickoff topic starting something to do with Game Pass and how it's growing, because this is just crazy. Do you think the pressure is really going to be on Sony now to step up with some sort of response? Or I guess, you know, some would argue PlayStation Now is the response. So for Sony to really step up their Netflix of games type of game, what do you think?
I think that eventually it's going to get to that point if it's not there already, especially when we start getting into some bigger exclusives. Right now, it's still really early in the game and not a lot of console exclusives have come out. So I would imagine that once those big titles start coming out, especially when we start talking about like Elder Scrolls 6 or the new Obsidian game or Halo Infinite when it's good. And even so much, you know, when we look at like what Sony has offering and stuff like that, it's a really interesting proposition to say, hey, you know, all these really big games you've been looking forward to, well, they're included in Game Pass. You don't have to pay additional money to play those. And I mean, you still do, but like you don't have to buy each individual game. You could opt in to do Game Pass instead, and you get access to all of these titles. So I have a feeling, though, that once Sony does respond to something, that Microsoft's already planning with the next move to counter that.
Interesting.
So it'll be interesting to see what's going to happen. Maybe we hear something around, you know, E3 time or something like that. Maybe we don't until someone does something.
In chat, the question from GZDR4EV says, will Microsoft strike a deal with Marvel and get Sony to put Spider-Man on Game Pass, Marvel or Disney now? Well, I think the way the contracts work and all that, I'm not sure they could. And I think Bobby's right when he replies it wouldn't be retroactive. It certainly wouldn't. I mean, anything is possible going forward. Money talks. And if Microsoft were to throw a lot of money, they might be able to get that. But I feel like Sony's locked into a contract there. However, you know, there's that Avengers game. And I don't see why Microsoft wouldn't be trying to lobby to get that on Game Pass at some point, because I don't think that game has sold cuckoo bananas the way they were hoping it would. And I know they've had to do some, you know, follow-up content, and they just reached the next-gen stuff. So I would think that event. Now, I realize the Avengers and Spider-Man are different, but we are talking, you know, Marvel-affiliated things, right? I would be shocked if the Avengers is not on Game Pass by the end of the year. But we'll see. All right. So very interesting. You got a PlayStation Studios game coming to Game Pass in a very roundabout way. But the optics of that, I'm sure, are going to put a lot of pressure on Sony in the coming months. Let's move on to our gaming week and talk about the types of video games we have been playing this week. Dark Soccer, I'll start with you. How was your gaming week?
Animal Crossing. And I was going to try Ring Fit finally, but I've got a back injury. We don't know what it is yet. My x-ray was kind of inconclusive as to what exactly is causing it. So that being said, I'm not in the best position to do a hardcore workout. I've just been doing yoga. I have been playing Wordscapes pretty religiously. Like I said, it's my morning wake up. And I have been trying to still get away to play Dead by Daylight. And I think the GeForce experience will allow me to do it until I can get a proper visualizer on my Mac.
Mm-hmm.
Because my PC will, what kept happening to it is it kept shutting down just over and over. It would shut down during the middle of the show. And I think I need a new motherboard. It's a PC, not a Mac. I think I need a new motherboard, and I don't know. I'm going to try to salvage the guts out of it for when Mass Effect comes out.
For what it's worth, I know that game's on Stadia. Dead by Daylight's on Stadia for sure, which same concept as GeForce.
I do have Stadia.
So something to think about.
I ended my subscription to the Stadia Prime or whatever it was called.
You don't need it. You would just need to buy the game, but then you're buying a game that exists in the Stadia cloud, and you know that's there's a whole thing that comes
with
that.
How long is that going to last?
Oh, Bobby's saying it was actually a Stadia Pro game at one point, so you may have claimed it and not even realized it.
I may have. If I've claimed it, then shit, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Take a look at that.
But at any rate, I've been trying to get things together, but things haven't always worked out. So, but one thing is always a constant. Animal Crossing is always there, and today was Bunny Day.
How were the Sanrio cards and all that? Well, you'd already been kind of using them for some time, but the content's there now. So how's that been going for you?
It's actually really cute. You know, it's all the same characters. And like for Bunny Day today, I was actually running around in the little Twin Stars outfit. So you can get full outfits. I will not wear the Karopi outfit because there's a snail on it and snails are disgusting and I'm highly phobic.
Huh.
Yeah, things you don't know about Jamie. I actually have trauma related to snails, so don't get me started. Right. So at any rate, the content's really nice. I only have one of the characters, Etoile, who I let Chevre go to get Etoile because the personality's the same. They're the normal character. The whole house is little Twin Stars furniture and the Bubble Maker. It's actually a lot of the same stuff if you're playing Pocket Camp. It's a lot of the same stuff for Etoile's, tasks that you have to, you know, DIY some of the stuff together. In other stuff, I've actually been working on, I guess, other projects semi-related to gaming. I have been working on my Twitch graphics.
Oh, yeah. You showed me some of that. Yeah.
And I'm planning on streaming Hivebent 2, episode 2.
Nice.
So we'll see how that happens.
I'm going to chat for some comments, continuing the Dead by Daylight conversation. ActDef says Dead by Daylight was also PlayStation Plus 1 month. Yeah, it's also an Xbox Game Pass, which means whenever xCloud is more available, that's going to be an option as well. They've been giving that game away, so to speak, in many different places because they're still making money off all those cosmetics, especially the DLC, right? We had that conversation a couple weeks ago where Dark Sakura, Apple paid me $5 so I would play as Freddy in the game, which I...
And you like him.
I do. I'll follow up with that in a minute. I talked a little bit about it last week, but I'll tell you more in a minute. But first, let's go to Loki. How was your gaming week, Loki?
I didn't play very much, so I have been working on my game. So I've got another 8 levels done, so I'm almost up to the 50 that I was going to try to do, because I added 2 to every single 2 so far to 4 of the 5 worlds that are in Pixel Poops number 2. And then I did some research on a high score table, but then that looked really complicated, so I took a break from that. Really, this week, I've also been starting to get some stuff together. I also want to start streaming on a regular basis. So, like, for example, I've been getting stuff together for doing Minecraft Let's Play stuff. Mm. So I normally play Bedrock, but I'm actually going to go back into Java and do all that. And it's been a while since I've played Java, so I have to get everything set up for that. I'm adding a bunch of vanilla tweaks to kind of cater my game similar to what they have on Hermitcraft, some of the mods and stuff they have on there. So kind of modeling it like that. And then I've been working on skins, so I've been trying to do those. So I'm actually working on one right now. That looks pretty cool. So just doing all that, and I have to get my workflow set up for editing and cutting those together. And yeah, just have to get that all set up and ready to go so I can actually start doing it. I already have a plan of what I'm going to, like, content-wise, kind of like what the flow for that would be, but I just have to get to that point.
All right. Dark Sakura, have you ever used Game Pass or had Game Pass on Microsoft?
No.
Okay, because I have here, this is a 14-day code, but you can't use it if you already have it or have ever had it. So it's like an enabler code, basically. I think I got
I don't have the Xbox, right?
I do, but it works. It's Ultimate, so it works on PC. And whenever they put out that cloud thing, it would work with that, too. So I was going to give this to a listener, but I'll give it to you if you want it.
I'd appreciate that. Thank you. Just right. Message it to me.
On your market for you. There you go. How about that? All right. Let's move on and talk about my gaming week. So, okay, let's talk about the Dead by Daylight thing. So, yes, you bought Freddy, essentially, for me. And I talked a little bit about this last week. I really enjoy him, and I play him. And as of this week, he is my highest level character. He's out-leveled Pyramid Head. That's how much I play with him. I also had my first experience early this week where I was playing the game as Freddy, and I noticed one of the other survivors had Twitch TV in their name, or TTV. So come to find, and I wouldn't look during the match because that's unfair. But after the match, I went to her channel and I said, hi from Freddy. And there was some nice little banter. But I was able to go back and watch the match from her end. And it was really enlightening because I did not do well that match. But in my defense, that watching her Twitch stream made me, three of them were partnered together, and that's a lot harder, especially when you're a newer killer. But I thought it was really cool that I could see things from that perspective. And luckily, they weren't shit-talking, because I was fully expecting they were going to go, God, this Freddy's bad. What's he doing? But they were more kind of doing the, like, boy, this Freddy doesn't like to be looped, because I noticed I started looping him and he ran right away. And that's true. I don't like to be looped. And I was running to kick generators because I feel like they loop me because they want to distract me from generators. But anyway, it was very enlightening. So yeah, playing Freddy has been a really fun experience. So on one hand, I say, Dark Soccer, you did a great thing. But on the other hand, I'm totally neglecting Pyramid Head. Dark Soccer, you did a bad thing.
Well... Do you have I don't know if it was a free one, but do you have the nurse?
I do have the nurse. That I've played as the nurse. The nurse is hard because getting that blink down is really hard.
Look up a video that talks about toxic nurse build, and it's got like something like 5 blinks on her.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty amazing. What about the spirit?
I do not have the spirit, but I want to get the spirit because she has a similar mechanic to the nurse.
Well, Rob, are you... I adore you, and I want to see you play the spirit as well, so you're getting another $5.
I won a prize! Yay! Oh my gosh.
This is me doing it right now.
This is great. This is great. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I love this.
Okay. Yeah.
Bobby Black Wolf in chat, free killers for Rob. That's right. Dark Soccer buys me murderers. Don't show my phone number on Twitch. I'm just kidding.
Your phone number isn't on there. It just says Rob.
Okay. It's funny.
For a moment, I was like, my phone doesn't recognize me. I'm wearing makeup.
All right. So yeah. Awesome.
But I've been watching killer gameplay.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I've watched my friend Nika play quite a bit. Now, right now, she's streaming Phantasmophobia with a friend of hers. They wanted to play together. But I have been really, I got to see the Trickster.
Oh, the new one, the K-pop guy, yeah.
Yeah, his story's kind of cool with that little animation right at the beginning of his thing. I like him.
Conceptually, he's a great character, but everything I'm hearing is that he's not a good killer in practice. So that's too bad.
I've actually seen people do pretty effectively because he's got this one... I've actually got to see his Mori, which is pretty interesting. But he's got a really good long-range attack as long as you remember to fill up your knives.
Yeah, and it's really good for hurting pallet people. So,
and
like,
he must have been really fucked up when he got grabbed because he looks normal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I spent, like, basically the last 3 days reading the wiki.
Dark Sakura, I'll have to talk to Alan because I don't remember in the moment the streamer's name, but there is a streamer who almost exclusively streams nurse gameplay, and Alan really likes this guy, and he plays a lot of nurse gameplay, and he's really good, and he's a lot of fun to watch because he's really funny.
Watching the nurse, though, makes me really motion sick.
Oh, yeah. With
the blink?
Yeah, that's the other problem is that I know you're not big on first person, and when you play killer, you have to do it's part of the handicap that the killers get. They have to play first person so that their field of view is limited, whereas survivors, they have to play in third person so that they have more of a view. It's very interesting. So.
But I've been learning a lot about how the perks work, and I don't know. I still think I would have a more fun time with killer.
Mm-hmm. You just have to find one that works for you. There's probably one with motion that works better for you.
But I know that, like, the one thing I know is that if I ever play a survivor, then I'm going to need to have spine chill, I think.
Oh, yeah. So you know when they're coming?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
I'm learning about it.
I can't believe how my husband has really converted me into a Dead by Daylight fan. I thought this would never happen. And I think some of you listeners probably thought the same because I'm not big on scary movies. But... I think the concept of Dead by Daylight is great. I have a lot of fun with it, so I'll play more of it. But also in my gaming week this week, I got super distracted by something I wasn't expecting to get distracted with, and that was a surprise drop in No Man's Sky this week. They released their 15th patch called Expeditions, which adds this brand new mode to the game, which basically encourages you to start over. Which it's like a mode that was made for me. It's most similar to Diablo 3's Seasons mode, but this time the gag is that everybody starts on the same planet, Whereas normally in No Man's Sky, it's very much the opposite. You're almost always alone because the universe is big. You very rarely run into other people unless you want to run into them. But this mode's very different. Everybody starts on the same planet and takes a very similar journey. They added to this a whole system where there are Twitch drops ever since. So Thursday was the first day. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, there are 5 unique days worth of Twitch drops. And the whole thing has been very motivating for me to, I'm going to stream No Man's Sky. So sure enough, I've streamed for the last 4 days in a row on my personal channel over at Rob Roberts. And for those that know me and my streaming habits, that's very unheard of. You know, the fact that I do this show once a week, that's usually about all I can do for streaming. But this mode and this game has really motivated me to do that for the last 4 days. And I will do one more tomorrow to cap off the Twitch drops and that. And then I'll probably go back to sparingly playing the game on stream to finish up the Expeditions mode, because I'm having a lot of fun. You have some different goals, some different things to do, and I'm unlocking things slowly but surely, and it's cool. Yeah. Mr. Rizos in chat says, I went back to No Man's Sky, and wow, the new expansion is really good. Yeah, the game, and you know, I'm sure this sounds like a broken record to what a lot of people are saying online. The game is not what you remembered when it first came out. It is completely, like, literally, after they did that Origins update and the next gen update, it doesn't even look the same that it used to, because they added so much stuff to different planets. So it is not the game you remember when it first came out. The team has done a great job, keeping that up and going. So yeah, I've been having a lot of fun streaming it. I've met some new streamers that way. A lot of people that are lurking for Twitch drops and stuff. So it's fun. So tomorrow's the last day of that, but the expedition will continue for the next 2 months. I'm not going to stream it every day. I don't have that much bandwidth, especially as hopefully more and more of our real lives return with more vaccines getting out there. I can actually go and see some people that I haven't gotten to see for over a year, as long as everybody's vaccinated and all that stuff. So I'm not expecting I can keep the momentum of streaming No Man's Sky every day, but it's been a fun thing and a fun little diversion. So there is that. And of course, Final Fantasy 14, because I always play that game. So there is that. Speaking of vaccines, real quick, before we get into the rest of the news this week, I'm getting my second Moderna shot next week. I don't know if I'm going to have side effects or not. Everybody's different. So I may or may not be here for next week's show. I may be here, but only pushing buttons. So next week's show may be a little different. It all just depends on how my body takes to that second Moderna shot. But you know what? I'm happy to do it, because whatever side effects it brings, better than getting COVID. And more importantly, helps to stop the spread of COVID. So I'm all about that. That's for sure. So.
And you are doing a duty to society.
Yes. And I'm happy. I'm happy to. Because
better to do a duty than a duty.
Yes. And, again, the nice thing is I'm going to be fully vaccinated. Dark Soccer is going to be fully vaccinated. Loki's going to be fully vaccinated. So hypothetically, you know, in May-ish, we could come together again. I was saying, I think this is on last week's show when you weren't here, Dark Soccer. I was saying that might be a really nice thing to do. And of course, everything depends on what does the world look like? What do the numbers look like? What does the county look like? But I was thinking for our anniversary in June, that would be a great time to bring the show back together if science allows for it. So,
yeah.
Cool.
We have to have a talk about certain things.
All right. Sounds good. And Alan still isn't vaccinated, so we have to make sure that is taken care of, too. So,
yeah.
All right.
But I'm totally bringing my mic with me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We'll look at doing some of those changes. So, well,
I'm sorry. Once I upgraded my mic, I'm like, I can't go back.
It's understandable. Alan and I are still looking at possibly getting a new space. And those conversations are starting to escalate. Like, we've talked to some of the financial ends of things, not to spill all my business on the show, but it's moving. So, stay tuned. We may not, I didn't say we'd come back to this space. I just said we'd come back together. So we'll see what happens. All right, moving on. Let's get into some gaming news. Loki, we will start with you. What else is going on in the gaming world this week?
So we had Xbox Cloud now adding more games. So we just talked about Games Pass, and there's always announcements with stuff being added to that. Well, now we're getting some backwards compatible games being added to xCloud gaming as well. So some, you know, not a whole lot initially being added to it, but like some definitely good games. So we have, for example, Banjo-Kazooie, Banjo-Tooie, Double Dragon Neon, Fable 2, Fallout New Vegas, Gears of War 2, 3, and Judgment. Cameo, Perfect Dark Zero, The Elder Scrolls 3 Morrowind. We have also Oblivion, Viva Pinata TIP, and also looks like Jetpack Refueled. So those are being added as well. And I guess more is going to be coming as soon as they get more backwards compatible games working with the service. But that's still pretty cool that they're adding that to the initial offerings that they had already. I can't wait to see what else gets added to it.
You know, this has started a whole conversation about Microsoft kind of embracing backwards compatibility. I think the way many of us wish Sony and Nintendo would do more often, although you can't say they're not doing anything because, you know, Sony does have PlayStation Now. Nintendo does have that, for better or for worse, their classics library that you get through Switch Online and all that. But I think many people are kind of looking at what Microsoft's doing and going, they're really doing it the best. Like, this is, you know, what gamers want. That's, you know, what they're really able to do over there. Although it's also important to point out, Microsoft, their entire library is not backwards compatible. I was just talking about this on the stream today because somebody was asking questions about it. Like DDR, you know, a game that we all love.
Yeah.
The Xbox Ultramixes and Universe games, so Ultramix from the OG Xbox and Universe from the 360, those games are not backwards compatible. Which is a bummer. They were great. In fact, the Ultramix 2 is my favorite DDR mix they ever did. Can't play it. Backwards compatible. So that's a bummer. I don't know if that's a music licensing thing. It shouldn't be.
I don't know if it's a music licensing thing, but I don't know how much of this, you know, is probably also up to, like, say, the publisher as well, whether these games get put on there.
Oh, so we need Konami to agree to something. I see.
I'm wondering if that might be some of the case with that, because if you think about it, if they're re-releasing it again, then, I mean, it wouldn't necessarily be re-released, but, like, you'd have these games being able to work again. And also, maybe it might be a problem with, you know, not having support for these older dance pads and stuff. Although, yeah. I think that the Xbox is pretty good about, you know, supporting, especially a lot of those physical USB devices.
Well, Bobby is pointing out no games with specialized controllers are backwards compatible, but DDR didn't require the dance pad.
True.
You could play Button Revolution. You know, obviously it kind of defeats the purpose of the game, but there were many people that were quite satisfied just playing Button Revolution. So,
well, there's also people that were, you know, if they really wanted to play those games on there, I mean, they would find a way to modify something to get it to work with the Xbox.
You know,
they would modify a controller or hook it up that way. So I don't think that would necessarily stop people.
Yeah. And the game would actually, like, I remember when you played the Xbox One online, it would actually show if you were on a controller or a dance pad, and some people would hack it to make the controllers show up like dance pads and all that silly stuff. But they knew that controller was a way you could play it, and so they did kind of embrace that, I suppose. So,
did any of those games support Kinect? Because I know that's a thing that wouldn't be supported, obviously.
Well, iToy was a thing. I remember that.
Right,
for sure.
I remember that. Yeah.
iToy.
I don't remember if Kinect was a thing in one of the later Universe games or not. I don't know if you Bomani nerds in chat remember that clearly.
Maybe not. Yeah. I don't remember.
Orange Ride in chat points out licensing issues with the licenses and some Konami originals. Konami Hawaii no longer existing. DDR pads not compatible. That's a good point about Konami Hawaii isn't even around anymore, unfortunately. They were a great division, and we miss them. So, yeah. I thought one of the later Universes supported Kinect, but I could be wrong. Because I think instead Konami did that spinoff series. Remember that had the two Para-Para songs in it? Dance Evolution.
Evolution.
Yeah, Orange Wright says Beat and Groovy is backwards compatible. Gross. They should un-backwards compatible it. Do us all a favor and say, you know, we've decided to remove this from backwards compatibility. So there is that.
Is Rock Revolution backwards compatible?
Oh, Dark Tetsuya, the rhythm party. There was a download game that was also Kinect. And that's all I remember. Yeah. All right. Anyway, enough about that. I don't know how we got onto DDR from Xbox Cloud Gaming, but, you know, it's a series we've loved for a long time here at OLR. What can we say? Act Deft, I'm so with you. You know what I miss? Rock Band Blitz. 100%. I almost want that game to be backwards compatible more so than anything else we've just talked about. Especially with the large Rock Band library I've accumulated over the years. It's unfortunate. All right. Anyway, let's move on. And some confirmation came in on something we had talked about being a rumor just last week. But it is true. Sony is going to be closing the PlayStation 3 and the Vita stores. And that is all going to be starting in July. And so the PlayStation 3 online store will be closing on July 2nd. The Vita store will be closing on August 27th. You are not going to be able to purchase digital media from those stores. However, important, you can re-download anything you've already purchased. My assumption is that would include PlayStation Plus titles, for what it's worth, because you kind of bought those. So there is a FAQ that gets into some detail. The first one says you will still be able to re-download and play previous purchased games, as well as video and media content. You can still redeem game and PlayStation Plus vouchers. You can still re-download and play claimed game titles through PlayStation Plus, like I was mentioning there, as long as you remain a member of the service. But you will no longer be able to purchase content, including games and video content. You can no longer make in-game purchases. So any DLC you want, you better get it. And you will no longer be able to redeem PlayStation Network wallet fund vouchers on PlayStation 3, Vita, or PSP devices, but you can do that in PlayStation 4 or PlayStation 5. So that's it. It's going away. And to kind of follow up with that conversation on who's doing backwards compatibility better, I think some of the sad news there is that the rich library of PlayStation 1 games that you could download on the PlayStation 3 is going away. And I think of things like Suikoden 1 and 2, right? Those games were known as PlayStation collector's items. It was a big fucking deal when those showed up on PlayStation 3. And now people are no longer going to be able to buy them anywhere. They can re-download it. But if you don't claim that to your cart, you know, in the next few months, you'll have to try to find... It's going to make the physical copies go up again in price, I'm sure. But, you know, that's just some of many examples. So, unfortunate that is closing. But at the same time, it's a reality of the digital storefront, right? Like, we knew this was going to happen eventually. Someday, the PlayStation 4 shop will close. The Xbox One. We're all kind of surprised Wii U hasn't closed yet. Although it's probably... I think it did in other countries. So I think this just came up on another show. It hasn't quite happened in America yet. SG100 Matt in chat says, it's like, who is doing game preservation better? Microsoft gets it. I wish Sony did. You know, there was a very interesting comment, or it might have been a headline on one of the big game blogs, that said something like, Microsoft should be doing their own version of Sony's video on, this is how easy it is to trade games. You remember that E3? You remember that E3 when Sony pretty much punched Microsoft in the face on stage with all their videos and their very tongue-in-cheek thing, and it was like, here's how to trade a game on PlayStation 4, and they go, and they hand the game, because it was when that whole conversation about digital only was happening, Microsoft was losing that battle, that's for sure. Some are arguing that Microsoft should put out a response video now about backwards compatibility. Like, here's how you play an old title on your Xbox and just drop the disc in, so... Yeah,
maybe they will. I mean, it also, I don't really know how that necessarily helps them aside of getting it spread around through social media. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, it'd be fun to see that happen, but now's not the time to do that.
Bobby is reminding us, too, that whole video got the crowd going because it was 5 minutes before they announced they were charging for online play. That was brilliant. Nobody noticed. I think, too, people were expecting... people were expecting Sony to go that direction, too. I think everybody was kind of surprised Sony wasn't, but Sony definitely softened the blow with that. You know what I mean? And I think also the other big deal, they came in and announced their console was $100 cheaper. That was the other huge deal that they were talking about right before that whole thing. So there's that. So, all right. Anyway, let's move on. Other gaming news. Dark Sakura.
Well, you know, hackers gonna hack, right? Well, as it turns out, it looks like hackers are gonna get caught too. So authorities in China seized about $76 million worth of assets, along with cars and other goods from a company selling cheating software for some best-selling games, including Call of Duty and Overwatch. Basically, because esports has become such a source of revenue for the country, they're finally starting to crack down on the impact it's having on competitive gaming. So, these are companies that like have websites with shopping carts and price lists and customer service. I mean, they're like, you know, Amazon for hackers. So they're bringing in, I mean, some of these people make seven digits a year. So, I mean, think about that.
It just goes to show how many people want to cheat in these games, too.
Yeah, for sure. It's just, I you know, the thing is that with this whole situation, I understand why it's attractive to people because, you know, it's not everyone is going to have the same reflexes that a pro gamer is going to have. Just, you know, facts are facts.
Right.
I think the big thing that people need to remember is that it's like doping, right? Mm-hmm. Or taking steroids.
Mm-hmm.
This is the virtual equivalent of it. And now while Japan isn't as close to say China and South Korea for their esports presence, they've had a hotel open called Hotel E-Zone. It was open in Osaka, and they had people check in, play all the time, but they've already caught three cheaters like right when they opened the hotel.
Huh.
So they're really just cracking down on it everywhere.
You know, especially with a lot of things moving online in this whole situation, I think some people might be cheating to try to get forward in some of the stuff because of some of the cash prizes and things like that. And you don't have to show up to do it in person right now. So I think that's the comparison to doping is very interesting. That's kind of what it is.
It is. I mean, it's basically doing something to give yourself an unfair advantage over the other competitors.
Mm-hmm.
And that is all it is. So it's exactly like that, you know.
Yeah, but with that, though, I would expect them to handle that within whatever, you know, bracket or, you know, tournament, you know, circuit that they're in and not necessarily. I don't think people should be arrested for cheating. That's kind of weird.
The ones that are being arrested are the enablers. The ones selling the illegal tools.
Yeah.
So basically,
yeah. But who's saying they're illegal? The game companies?
China. I mean, the laws are different in China.
Fine.
But keep in mind, esports is managed, I would reckon, very similarly to how professional sports is managed. And so there are certain things that are going to be, and keep in mind, their laws are maybe more stringent than they might be here.
Mm-hmm.
But I would think that because it is such a major source of revenue for the country that they do have laws around it.
I would kind of.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I would compare it to like, why did Martha Stewart go to jail? You know, there was that
because
whole
she's
like
a woman. seriously.
I don't mean to laugh, but
she's a woman.
No,
and
I
she
get
got
it.
Caught.
I get it. But on paper, the reason was it was the insider trading and all that stuff, right? Things to do with the stock market. And like here, you guys know that if, you know, you do insider trading and, you know, that seedy stuff with the stock market, you can absolutely go to jail for that stuff. Well, the stock market is our big money thing. In China, esports, you know, not to make a direct comparison, but it is a money generating sort. And what is happening here with this cheat stuff? It's a version, I guess, of insider trading. So I think that's why I'm kind of trying to explain to Loki. I think kind of like what it is and why these folks are getting targeted and going to jail. They aren't arresting the cheaters, as far as I know anyway. They're arresting the people that are selling these things to enable cheating so that the whole system can be messed with, I guess.
Yeah,
so
but that's the equivalent, though, of, like, once again, arresting the gun manufacturers when somebody kills somebody with a gun. Like, I think that they should, fine, if you're going to have, you know, laws in your country to arrest people developing these tools, then arrest the people using these tools. I think that they should be arrested then if that's what we're going to do. But, like, if this were to happen, like, say, the United States or something like that, I think we have some serious problems because, like, really, we're having game companies dictate that cheating in an online game is illegal. That's stupid. Like, I get it. That's, like, against terms of service or something like that. But, like, we're going to arrest you and seize millions of dollars of assets? That seems a little weird.
I don't think anyone would be arrested, but I want to say we've had stories about civil lawsuits. Didn't we have something where Blizzard sued some people that were making
that
a Warcraft
sense.
Gold farmer? And we have civil lawsuits. So there is a punishment to pay. It's just different, I guess.
Right. And there has to be civil lawsuits because they don't have laws on the books to actually dictate them not to do that. But I guess you could get with reverse engineering, copyright theft or something like that. But I guess it being in China, that makes sense because their laws may be different. But like I can't see that happening over here.
No, but I could see the civil thing happening.
Yeah. That's totally different, though.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, let's move on. Loki, you have the next story.
Yeah. So we have Nexon actually investing in some of these Japanese companies, some of which I don't know if they're not necessarily stating that they're planning on like acquiring them or something like that, but they've invested $1.5 billion within Konami, Bandai Namco, Sega Sammy, and Hasbro. Apparently, they said that they believe in these companies because they have well-managed global IPs. So it sounds like they're talking about their IPs because I know Konami sure as hell isn't making any games. At least none recently.
Bomberman! Bomberman.
Bomberman in the shitty Contra sequel that they made. Woo! Or Pachiche slots, you know, I guess there's that too. But anyway, so right now they've invested quite a bit of money in those companies. Like I said, I don't know if they're necessarily hoping to, you know, acquire one of these at some point, but you never know. I guess we'll see. I mean, I could see Konami being sold to somebody at some point soon.
I feel like we write that fanfic every month on this show about who's going to buy Konami. We all want to see those great IPs like, you know, DDR, Suikoden, Castlevania, you know, Silent Hill, those things they've built up over the years. We want to see somebody like do something with them that's not a slot machine. Now, as much as we joke about Pachi slots and slot machines, I think we have to realize that is Konami's business now. Whether you like it or not, that's where they're making money. And that's always going to be the thing. But I think there's also like that can be separated, I think, from the other types of home entertainment, hence why there used to be a K-Set. And I would think that some of that could get, you know, sold off or something. I don't know if Nexon's the company that gets me excited about, because that makes me think mobile phone. You want Silent Hill to be a mobile phone game?
Konami's interested in mobile games. They had a lot of them. I mean, it seems like they're taking a lot of their, like, especially their music games and trying to develop like some sort of subscription service model for PC.
And here's the thing. I'm not knocking mobile games. Like, one thing that somehow didn't make our show roll tonight, I don't know how, but I'll bring it up here. We have this whole thing about Niantic put out another demo for AR gaming, right? Where people were all fighting in the park and, you know, it wasn't Pokemon related or anything. It was like an original thing. And then they showed that, they showed that picture of their, like, the glasses. They were teasing the Niantic glasses and all that, right? So that's a whole, like, you know.
Getting another Ingress?
Who knows? Could Ingress be something that is played with the glasses? It's sure, the original concept videos for the game sure made it look like that. But I'm not even concerned with that right now. My point is that mobile gaming, when things are specifically made for mobile, is fine. You know, and Niantic is a great company at doing that. You know, that's why Pokemon Go was successful. When mobile, in my opinion, isn't, or that game that Dark Soccer always talks about, that Wordscapes, That was made for mobile. It was mobile in mind. But when you shoehorn Silent Hill into a mobile phone, it doesn't work. None of those like things that get Sonic the Hedgehog playing it on mobile. It's cute for a minute, but it doesn't work. Like, so that's why I'm kind of like, there needs to be a division there. You know, is the game for mobile or is it not? Anyway. Yeah. Now, Questbuster is saying, in perspective, over at twitch.tv/VogNetwork, Nexon is the third largest gaming company in Asia. Only Tencent and NetEase are larger. So that is true. They are a very large company. I guess I can't help but think of that story last week about Final Fantasy XI going bye-bye. But anyway. SG100 Matt says, when you port, say, Chrono Trigger on mobile, you ruin it. Yeah, it's just not the same. But anyway, I'm digressing a little bit. So if they're investing in game companies to maybe try to do something, they're investing in a lot of companies. So it's interesting. I don't know if that is to try to push more of that stuff on mobile. I'm just kind of curious what their long-term strategy is here. This is a lot of money. $1.5 billion? They probably could have flat out bought one of these companies for that much money, honestly. But they didn't. So we'll see. All right. Moving on. So last week we had the stories about Discord and Microsoft. Could Microsoft be buying Discord? Well, we don't know the answer to that yet, but this is a very interesting timed update, is that Discord will work on your Xbox Series X. Okay. There's some catches here. It's not official. What it is that the Edge browser that is used on the Xbox Series X, if you may or may not know, the Microsoft Edge browser now adapts some of the Chromium technology into it, as in Chrome, right? Because all of that's open source. So a lot of that is built into Edge now. So the Edge browser on Xbox Series X, if you actually go to Discord with the new you have to get the test build of Edge that has the Chromium built into it. If you go to Discord, you can actually use the web-based Discord. You can use text chat. You can even join calls, but the mic input won't work yet. So you can't fully participate with Discord. So that is kind of an interesting little thing people are noticing just after we have this conversation about Discord and Microsoft. I'm sure if that were to happen, we would see an official Discord app that runs in the background and does allow you to talk, show up on Microsoft pretty quickly. And I think this just shows how fast that could happen. So if Microsoft does buy Discord, I would expect the week that it's cleared, meaning, you know, the regulators all clear it and all that stuff, we have a full-on Discord app on Xbox. But again, we don't even know if that's the direction Discord's going. Discord may go with one of their other suitors. I believe we heard Amazon was in the mix. Discord may still go public. This is just one of those isn't that funny slash cute that came up right after the whole talk last week. Digirom S says it's still on test build on Xbox Series X. I think the browser is. I'm not sure if that actually rolled out to everybody yet. So we'll see. All right, let's move on. Dark Sakura. Some interesting E3 rumors, yeah?
Yeah, it was floating around that E3 was going to put some of their content behind a paywall, like to have a premium package for $35.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, after the statement was issued, ESA actually went back and said, no. The quote says, I can confirm on behalf of the ESA that there will be no elements of E3 2021 that will be behind a paid for pass or paywall. That didn't say anything about next year. But they are still pushing toward a digital event this year. Yeah. In light of everything going on. So we're going to wait and see. I mean, I really do hope that it stays virtual for like ever. But I understand what the attraction was to have it in person.
It would be nice to have a little column A, a little column B. I would argue that E3 was already virtual for a lot of people. I stopped going to the show years ago. And I distinctly remember there was a year I took the few days off work and just, I think it was the year it was Bobby's last year at E3. Cause I don't think we actually went or got in, but I seem to remember I was watching it on TV and then I think you were with me, Jamie. We drove down the last day, or I don't know if it was separately or together or what happened. And we like picked Bobby up and we went to Disneyland.
We did.
Because I feel like that was the night that we were talking about Vogue and all that stuff. Or maybe that I might be blurring my years together a little bit.
I kind of have a memory of that, though.
Yeah. But my point is, I remember there was a year where I was home watching it for 2 days. And then I went down there and I was there in person the last day. Although I wasn't really in E3. Like, I sat in the lobby the whole time and waited for Bobby or you or something. I don't know. Now, Bobby points out being in person is great for networking. That is true. Although I would say a society over the past year has also learned how to adapt some of that to virtual. But not to dismiss the point, because I think there is certainly a lot about in-person gatherings as well. I think the best solution is going to be a mix of both. But I would argue E3 was already virtual for many people. Most people are consuming E3, the press conferences and everything, media briefings, whatever they're called. We're at Nintendo Directs. We're watching them in the comfort of their own home on their computer and all that stuff. The way people were getting the news out of that was virtual. But the people who needed a network, the people who needed to talk to the retail people to help get the store games on the shelves, they were all down there in person doing what they needed to do. But I think it's funny. You kind of made that little joke that they didn't say anything about next year. Maybe there will be a more official half and half thing in upcoming years. Who knows?
We can hope.
Yeah. I agree that June is a little soon. I still feel like so much is like to be determined where this is really going to go and how the variants mess things up and how the vaccines take to it. And I feel like June is when we're going to like get the answers to that. And then the rest of the year will play out one way or the other. You know what I mean? So
I think that it's really going to be just a matter of, I think, vaccination rates and whatnot, if it's going to be safe. Because right now, I mean, we don't have the vaccination rates right now, but it's still going to be free for this year at least.
Yeah, and they're going fast. You know, they hit a new record with vaccinations yesterday. And, you know, originally they were talking about 1 million vaccines a day, and now they're up to 3 million a day. So that's great news. So fingers and toes crossed, because it would be very lovely if, back to school season, we're able to get some sense of normalcy. But we'll see. We'll see. I'm not going to put the cart before the horse. We'll see what happens. All right. So let's move on. Loki, what do you have for us?
All right, so Apple Arcade is getting expanded quite a bit. And there is actually some pretty cool games on the list here that are coming out with it. So they have 30 new games.
I'm just going to cut you off and talk about Fantasian, because that is the only one that matters, in my opinion. That is a huge deal.
Oregon Trail.
Okay, no, there are others. Trail. But that Fantasian is like, that's the one that's like tempting me. But I'm just... I did not realize that it was limited, or I always thought it was just for the mobile phone. I did not realize that Apple Arcade was something that worked with the Macs and
it works on every Apple TV. Device. Yeah.
So honestly, if I hadn't just upgraded my watch like 2 weeks ago, I should have bought an Apple TV so I could play Fantasia. I guess I could always do it on this Mac we do the show from, but you know, this is the show's Mac. It's not my Mac.
It'll run it with no problem.
I'm tempted. I want to play that Fantasian. So, but anyway, sorry, Loki, you had something more. I'm sorry.
No. So they had Fantasian was added in there as well. They have Hot Shots. They have Monument Valley, threes, looks like a Hot Shots Golf, game, or it's a game like Hot Shots Golf called Clap Hands Golf, but I mean, basically Hot Shots Golf. As I mentioned, the Oregon Trail, they have NBA 2K21 Arcade, which ironically is probably the best version of NBA 2K21, considering that there are no loot boxes in it. So already improved over the console version. And then some other classic stuff, Fruit Ninja, Monument Valley, Don't Starve, stuff like that. So lots of big games coming, and that's pretty cool.
Interesting timing. I would have expected something like this closer to like that holiday season. Not that I'm complaining. I just it's interesting that this is happening now out of all times in the year. So,
well, financial years are usually up at the end of March. So maybe timing.
Fair. Could be a fiscal year thing. You're right.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. All right. Moving on, let's talk about the Xbox Series X and the mini fridges that they're making. That is what it really is. So there was some big refrigerators, I think, that went out. Just a couple
of them. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a promotional thing some time ago. I remember that was being a thing.
Yeah, it's like, I know Snoop Dogg got one.
Yes.
I can't remember who the other two were, though.
So here's the thing.
Weird.
So, yeah, this caught fire online, the concept of an Xbox fridge. And then it just took the weirdest turn. So Aaron Greenberg with Microsoft promised official Xbox Series X mini fridges if Microsoft won a Twitter brand competition. And sure enough, the gamers came through. They won the, you know, you guys know, like Wendy's, right? And all these brands that, you know, talk like people online. I don't know. All I know is that Steakums was not in the running, and that seems like a glaring omission to me. I don't know. Or maybe I read the chart wrong. Maybe they were in the running. They just didn't make the finals. I was just very surprised Steakums wasn't there. But anyway, Microsoft was there, and they won the whole thing. So Aaron Greenberg is living up to his promise, and they will be making Xbox Series X fridges. We don't know when. We don't know how much. We don't know what they look like, because we've only seen the big ones that Snoop Dogg got. But we do know the very first one will be going to Skittles, who is the runner-up in the competition. And now we know what green Skittles tastes like. Ground up
they
Xboxes.
They had some weird, like, commercial, like, April Fool's jokes. Like, the one I saw was it 311 and 7-Eleven switched Twitter handles for a while?
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of interesting. But yeah, lots of weird stuff like that.
Well, that was all April Fool's stuff, right? Because, yeah, that happened this way. I forgot. As much as I thought April Fool's Day was canceled during the pandemic, because we do not have the bandwidth for April Fool's right now. And it actually seems like, for the most part, most companies kind of behave themselves. Like, there was no, you know, like you said, you might have the cute switching of the Twitter accounts. What's his name that's famous for his gap teeth look? Lied and said he was fixing it, and then it was April Fool's. Okay, whatever.
My favorite one, well, aside from the other one I posted, there's a favorite video I had that I posted on Twitter, but my favorite joke, which is actually a product you can download, is Microsoft's Minecraft Plus. And Minecraft Plus is a series of screensavers that resemble the Microsoft Windows 95 screensavers, but it's all Minecraft themed.
Love it.
It's fantastic.
That Microsoft is saying, and Aaron Greenberg, this is not an April Fool's joke. The Series X fridges will be happening. So, joy, oh joy. So now you have the place.
We're not famous enough to get one.
You have the place. Well, we could buy one if we wanted. I just, you know, there's a lot of things that money could buy. I know. All right.
Like, I have an actual fridge that has room for stuff in it, and it's new.
Well, but you could get a mini fridge to put your alcohol in and your weed and whatever else you want to put in a mini fridge.
You want to know what's funny?
What?
Is that Midna's cat food is refrigerated because she has the semi-raw.
So is His Highness Smush, yes.
Yeah. The fresh pet, I'll go ahead and just say. And I was joking to Dan because I keep forgetting to put the food back in the fridge, that we should just have a mini fridge in the bathroom where I feed the cat.
Brilliant.
Yeah. A smart her.
DJ Rama S says, so you saw what's in Snoop Dogg's Xbox fridge. Rama, nobody has to look to know what's in the fridge.
You don't store that in a fridge.
It's Snoop Dogg's brand of wine.
Yeah, you don't store that in a fridge.
And his own wacky weed.
All right, moving on. Speaking of wacky, I love this segment. Every week on the show, Dark Sakura steps into the gaming vault and finds a game that she thinks, hey, you guys should be checking this game out. But you guys see it on Twitch, and I told you earlier in the podcast, it's not a classic game this week. In a 2021 twist, Dark Sakura is making it weird, and she's picking a fucking weird arcade game, or a flag. So that is a fucking weird arcade game every month. And this month, she's picked the game where I'm like, you cannot do this segment, Dark Sakura, and not do this arcade game. This is when everybody thinks of a flag, this is the one they're thinking of, for sure. So let's get it out of the way here in April, so that way we get we won't be asking the rest of the year, where is this?
I'm doing the most accessible one on my birthday month.
Good call. So what is this month's flag, for those that may not know?
Cho Chabudai Gaishi, or super dinner table flipping. So, it's an arcade game developed and published by Taito, where you pound your hands on the table and flip it when you're pissed. So, now I have to do a little bit of rewinding on this one. It is actually based off of a Japanese idiom that's like the dad flipping the table angrily. And this was even referenced one time by Aonuma Eiji, you know, of Nintendo, the Legend of Zelda producer. He said that Miyamoto would sometimes come into the game design teams and disrupt the whole production if he didn't think the game was going well to start over. And Aonuma likened this to the dad flipping the tea table over, you know, putting everything in disarray. But at any rate, the way that this game works is that you start a scenario, you have like a little plastic table in front of you. And you can pound on the table with your hands to get the family's attention and knock things over. But as you get things to fall on the floor, you get more points. And then when this game's 60-second timer hits the end, then you grab the table and flip it. It has hinges that keeps it attached to the machine. So you have four different scenarios. You have the dad with his kids. You have a bride at the wedding, a guest at a host club, and a frustrated office worker. But the thing is that it really, I think, would have a challenge as to how such a simple mechanic that you're going to do every time can make it unique for each scenario. And so they did do different things to kind of build up the moment to make it more dynamic as it happened. You know, you have a karaoke while you're table flipping, you know, kind of interesting stuff. And the game itself was actually popular enough to have a sequel. Of course, Cho Chabudai Gaishi 2, where they've added three more scenarios, including a ghost from a dead man at his own funeral who will turn over his own coffin. Of course, that one was only out in Japan. So the game was released in Japan fall 2009. It came out worldwide in 2010, published by IGS. And it's funny, it's got some different reviews, but Jim Sterling from Destructoid said it's basically the best game ever. That is a quote. It was also in 2017, Gerald Lynch from TechRadar put it on his list of top 50 best arcade games. That it was basically an absolutely crazy concept and it deserved to be on the list even if it wasn't the best game. And so there you go. It is Cho Chabudai Gaishi, which translates to super dinner table flipping.
All right. Wow, I wasn't prepared for you to be done so fast. I'm trying to do my own snack over here before
there's not really
you flip the table.
Too much more to say. That, and I'm sorry, the only video that I could find was live video of it. So
no, it's fine. I just killed the sound on the one that's playing it. We're looking at the second. So we saw the trailer, and now we're looking at the guy who's actually playing it in the arcade. Oh, it just looped back to the trailer video. I killed the sound on the trailer because it was too much, like, loud arcade. But I think a lot of you guys have probably seen this somewhere because I know a lot of conventions will bring this game in. I know MAGFest for sure did the fundraiser where they would set up a real table. But one would say it's inspired by this game where they set up, like, a real table that you could put plasticware on and flip for a small fee.
So if you were in Northern California, There is one in San Francisco, in Japantown Center.
Well, if that place made it through the pandemic, I hope.
Well, yeah, but if so, there was one there. Of course, you know, I played it a couple of times. It's cute, you know. And then I would just go back and play Bishibashi or poppin' music, you know.
Yeah.
But it definitely deserves to be on the list, you know. I think it's kind of the one that everyone first thinks of, this and, you know, Boonga Boonga.
Yeah. All right. Well, there it is.
By the way,
fucking weird arcade game of the month. Say the name one more time, Dark Sakura. I'm sorry.
Cho Chabudai Gaishi, or Super Dinner Table Flipping.
And you said, by the way.
By the way, I blame you.
Blame me? What did I do?
Or maybe Bobby I should blame. I'm not willing to do Stadia Pro again.
Uh-huh.
But I did buy Dead by Daylight on it.
Oh, wow.
And I did get the Pyramid Head pack. And I got the Spirit.
We're gonna roll that up and blame Alan. This is all Alan's fault. Is Alan still here? Alan.
I bought
he's in the other room.
Quite a few packs, because right now, actually, if you buy the game on Stadia, like, all of the packs except for the Trickster are on sale. Like, some of them are half price.
I don't know if you've been hearing all this, Alan, but you've got me sucked into Dead by Daylight, and now Dark Sakura. She doesn't really have a PC for Dead by Daylight, but she just bought it on Stadia, so she can play Dead by Daylight as well. How do you feel about suckering all these people as of recent into playing Dead by Daylight?
I'm an influencer. What can I say?
Oh, well, oh, she got an ego now that she's a big-time streamer, huh?
I have to say,
what's that?
The one who cinched it for me was Nika.
Ah.
Because I haven't been able to watch either of you play it, and I watched Nika play as a survivor.
Okay.
And when I just saw, like, the different strategies and whatever, I was like, you know what? I think I will enjoy this, but I definitely, after watching some killer playthroughs, even though I would get super motion sick, I already know the characters I think I would like the best.
Wait,
so
sorry, before
I've
Alan's about to leave to run
them.
An errand, I have to, who is the nurse streamer you love?
Losing Color,
that's it. Okay.
Losing Color? Okay.
Oh, he's on right now. Well, I don't care that he's on right now. You're not going to go watch that. You're going to watch this. But I would say after the show. But no, you're going to watch Bobby play No Man's Sky after the show. So tomorrow, he streams every day, I feel like. He's on all the time. He's really good, though. I recommend that guy. He's funny. So, okay. Sorry, Jamie. I wanted to make sure Alan got that out before he left.
All right. Well, hey, it's a good thing that I paid for, I didn't pay. I got the free Stadia system so I can play it on the TV, too.
Yeah. Hey. Oh, there you go. Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, you know what? I appreciate, too, that now you'll be able to, you know, we've talked a lot about Stadia, and there's been a lot of, like, down talking on Stadia. I appreciate that you've kind of taken this plunge, and now I'm hoping on next week's show, you can tell us how your Stadia experience has been, if you appreciated that you bought the game there or wish you hadn't.
Well, I'm really only... $27 in after buying five packs and the game for $9.99.
Yeah. So there's that.
I also own it on Steam. And I have the GeForce thing too, so I got it there as well.
Oh, ooh. Plenty of places to enjoy.
Trying to find a way to get this sucker to work on my Mac without using a visualizer.
Make sure you connect your Steam and your Stadia stuff on the Debbie Daylight site, because that way the cross buy works, and so you'll
Debbie
unlock
Daylight.
That's my joke. Dead by Day. Well, it's not my joke. It's Twitch's joke. Dead by Daylight. Oh. Debbie Daylight. Because it's DBD, so it sounds like Debbie.
I get it.
Yeah, so Debbie Daylight, you want to get connect your two, so that way those things you just bought on Stadia will unlock on Steam as well.
Well, I already, okay, so I'll have to figure out how to link that.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, let's move on. We have some rapid fire news. Let's travel around and check out some other headlines going on in the world. Loki, I think you're first.
Yes. Yeah. So, like we do every month, let's talk about the free stuff you get when you pay for subscriptions. So, Games of Gold, this month we're getting, looks like, Vikings, Wolves of Midgar. We have Truck Racing Championship. And on the Xbox 360 compatible games, Dark Void and Hardcore Uprising.
That's speaking that of Contra thing,
Contra
right?
game.
Yeah.
That's the better one, though.
It is better. It's good.
It's not like the last one they released.
But otherwise, the rest of those picks. Now, this is where Microsoft is slipping. It's really time for Microsoft. I mean, the Contra pick's all right, but the rest are a little, they're not exciting, we'll say. I'm sorry to those developers, but they're not that level of exciting. So this is where Microsoft,
for a while.
Microsoft might want to think about sunsetting this.
Well, they've been doing this for a while, and it's not always exciting. But hey, you know what? It's free game. At least they're giving out free games a month. You know,
it's that.
And we can't say the same about Sony, who they're giving away, though, Oddworld Soulstorm, which is a pretty awesome game. Days Gone on PlayStation 4 and Zombie Army 4 Dead War. And those are your free PlayStation Plus games as well. And then we've got, this is kind of funny. There is a Stonk skin that is going to be available for Fortnite. And the skin's name, of course, is Diamond Hands, which is a reference to Wall Street Bets. But it's the Stonks meme character that you can now get as a skin.
I really get irritated at all this awesome shit Fortnite gets. Like the Tron stuff. Is like, you know, it is. Fortnite is like this pop culture blender right now. It's pretty stunning.
Yeah, so it's pretty funny. And then they also have a wearable Rising Orange Arrow, too, that you can get.
Oh, my
it's
God.
Funny. And that was their April Fool's thing.
Tiger Claw in chat says, the Stonks skin to me looks like a crash test dummy for some reason. It kind of does.
It does, yeah. But, I mean, that's kind of what the meme looks like anyway. So, I mean, it could double as both.
True. You know which meme I need for when I play Fortnite? Is Epic Games listening? Is somebody from Fortnite listening? The meme I need the old guy in the red sweater that is going like this. With, I don't know what it says. Guess I'll die, because that's me playing Fortnite. So I need the guess I'll die guy in Fortnite. Can somebody make that happen, please? Thank you. Love, Rob Roberts. Dark Sakura, what do you have for us in Rapid Fire News?
So, Summer Games Done Quick is definitely returning in July, and it is going to be online like the previous ones have been within the last year. And it certainly hasn't, you know, being online hasn't prevented the contributions. And to be honest, I actually kind of like that a lot of things are going online.
Yeah.
For it, because it gives more participants a chance to play in it when they, you know, maybe can't fly out or
worldwide,
something like that.
Yeah, and it's kind of lended itself to its own memes, right? Like, didn't Lamp come out of this whole virtual thing and that stuff? So
yeah. But at any rate, it will be starting Sunday, July 4th on the GDQ Twitch channel.
Nice.
Next up, the Dead or Alive series director Shinbori Yohei has left Koei Tecmo. His quote is, as of today, I have left Koei Tecmo Games. I worked on Dead or Alive for 16 years. And while there were times I was pleased, there were also times I was unable to live up to expectations. I would like to take this opportunity to express my utmost gratitude to the many people who have supported and taken care of me. Thank you very much.
All right. Tiger Claw in chat talking about the Summer Games Done Quick says, the only thing I miss about this is the audience reaction when they pull up a trick and then the audience reacting and clapping. I can see that. And, you know, I think this is another place where I think we hope that the pandemic lessons learned and the new technologies can maybe offer a blended approach moving forward, where, you know, that might be a great way to fill in some downtime. And I know Summer Games Done Quick does its own thing for downtime right now, like their recaps and things like that. But it might be cool to mix in a little bit of this, especially when you have a complicated tech maneuver going on in person. Maybe, okay, let's go now to our friend in Russia, who's a great, you know, speedrunner at this game, but wasn't able to make the trip out here. Let's do this for the next hour or two while we do a complicated tech setup in person. It would be cool if maybe a blended approach works in the future. I think would be very, very cool. And of course, our fingers and toes crossed that our pal Bobby Blackwolf will be involved with the Games Done Quick stuff again, although we know nothing at this point. I don't think they've done any of the auditioning or anything like that. But it's always fun to know some people who are involved with the whole thing. I don't know if we know any speedrunners that might be submitting. I don't think Flacco submits anymore for PT, but I don't know if we know anybody that submits for anything else. So best of luck to anybody that's going to be participating in that. And more different things can be showcased that can't be shown at the show, like Pump or DDR. Yeah, that's true. You can get that in there as well. Yeah, that's true. That Super Mario Brothers World 2, that Bobby did had a huge crowd pop. Yeah, that whole stage where he like had to float through the whole damn stage. That would have been a huge crowd reaction. That's for sure. That's for sure. ActDef says Flacco is done with PT speedrunning, as far as I know. I think that is the case too. I think he's got family commitments and stuff, as far as I know. They didn't accept him when he was really pushing for that, but. You know, we'll hope somebody out there listening to OLR is going to be able to participate with the show in one way or another, because it's always fun to know somebody involved. All right, let's travel around the world and check out some release dates. Loki, we'll start with you in the U.S.
Let's see. We have Lost Words Beyond the Page on PC, Nintendo Switch, PlayStation 4, and Xbox One. As we mentioned, as part of the PlayStation Plus titles, Oddworld Soulstorm is coming out on PlayStation 5, as well as PlayStation 4 and PC. We have Star Wars Republic Commando on Nintendo Switch and PlayStation 4. Then we've also got Island on Nintendo Switch. The Legend of Heroes Trails of Cold Steel 4 on PC and Nintendo Switch. And last but not least, Poison Control on Nintendo Switch and PlayStation 4. And I think that's it.
All right, let's move on to Japan, and let's talk about some of the releases on the Switch in Japan, including WRC9, Muse Dash, Island, Silver Star Japan Table Games is out on the Switch this week. Is that something like Clubhouse Games or like a different set of games? It's like casino games. I get it. Those types of table games. Although I think I see chess. Yeah, I see chess. So it looks like chess kind of mixed with card games. Maybe mixed with some casino games there, and I think I see Mahjong as well. So I guess their own little version of Clubhouse Games of sorts, although not by Nintendo. That is by Silver Star Japan. So that is all coming out on the Switch this week. Checking out the PlayStation 5, we have nothing this week on the PlayStation 5. Womp womp. But on the PlayStation 4, we don't have anything this week either. It's slowing down. We have Winning Post 9 next week, but we don't have anything this week. So that's it for releases. How about Europe, Dark Sakura?
Just a few things. We have on the 7th, we have Destruction All-Stars for PlayStation. On the 8th, we have WRC 9 for Switch, PlayStation and Xbox, Mortal Shell Enhanced Edition Deluxe Set. Also on the 9th, Crypt of the Necrodancer. Bladed Fury for PlayStation, and that is it for the week.
All right. We're going to do a few more stories, and then we are going to get to your emails as well as your questions in our chat room over at twitch.tv/VogNetwork. Meanwhile, Loki, continuing this summer looking very like last summer, right?
Yep. So we've got lots of events being canceled and going online. So we've got Tokyo Game Show being canceled for in-person events, but they're doing their online event again this year. That's going to run between September 30th to October 3rd. And then also
that's out there. But Japan may be, I don't know how fast, I just don't know how fast Japan is vaccinating the public. So the COVID situation may just be different there too. So something to keep in mind.
Yeah, and then PAX East is also canceled, but they're planning for an online event in July. So that's something that's going to happen. No word, though, exactly when in July, but it's unfortunate that we're maybe next year.
Yeah, fingers crossed. I'm still trying to be hopeful about things like Dragon Con, but it's just one of those. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. That's where my mind is right now. Like, you know, yeah. I trust that a convention that big, especially located in the town where the CDC is at and has people that, you know, are involved there for their day job. Like, they'll make the right call. And if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. So I'm not expecting a sack anime situation with Dragon
That's
Con.
Gross. But honestly, the county is, I think, more to blame for that one. But
yes,
still,
they had
to have the event to have the county do the thing.
It's one of those things where I think a lot of us are just shocked that that sort of event was even legal. But that's the problem. It's legal. So, you know, but and that could lend itself to a whole conversation about should Spencer Gifts be open at the mall? Because it's not that different, but it's, you know, it's whatever. None of us went because I don't think they had stellar attendance. I'm sure they didn't. But, you know, it is what it is. Anyway, but hopefully the situation is much different in, what, 5 months? And we can look at this through different lenses as to how these events can happen. And if that requires people to be vaccinated before they go to events, then maybe. But we'll see. We'll see. I know there's a lot of controversy when it comes to vaccine passports and all that stuff. Moving on. Let's talk about something less controversial, a game that gets everybody excited, Among Us. Although I think the fever over this game seems to have died down a little bit on Twitch. I don't see as many people streaming it as I used to, but maybe that's why they're putting in some new modes. I mean, obviously, this game has done above and beyond, I think, what the team ever imagined that it would do, so even if the sun starts setting on this game, I don't think you could ever call it a failure. Absolutely not. Quite the opposite. It's been one of the craziest, hugest indie successes in many years. And there's some things to maybe keep that going and bring this game back up and get more people to play it. There is a big update happening that is bringing out the airship map. The airship map is now available in the game. There are also going to be some updates that InnerSloth is working on to kind of bring the game up to date with that. A persistent account system launched with the airship map. And, of course, new hats. Got to have new hats. Launched with the map as well. Some other changes coming up in the future. 15-player lobbies. So if you thought the game with 10 players was crazy, just wait. We're going to have 15. And they're talking about a revamped art style. Marcus B., who is a artist over at InnerSloth, completely updated the visual assets, cleaning up lines, having animations cleaned up a little bit. So they're promising that that will be out soon. InnerSloth also talking about a roadmap for the future and kind of keeping the community up and up on what's going on with the game. So that's that. Act Deft in chat says, I like Among Us, but nobody I know wants to play it. So, all right, I get the hint. We still need to do that Among Us stream at some point. We always talk about it, but we just haven't done it yet. So soon, trademark. All right, moving on, Darksagra.
So, I thought this had already been done, but apparently it's more money.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a nearly perfect copy of Super Mario Brothers for the NES. And it has since sold for $660,000 at an auction. It was a 13-bidder event. Out of all of this, the original owner got $550,000 for the auction, you know, for that auction. This one apparently had 11 different box variants for the original Super Mario Brothers. And this was one of the earliest shrink-wrapped versions of the game that you could buy in the U.S. So it was done by Heritage Auctions. So I guess they got whatever their cut was. But I mean, it sold for more than the Nintendo PlayStation.
That's
there was
crazy.
That pristine Super Mario Brothers 3 that went for
$156,000.
Mm-hmm. So, goodness. It's yeah. money.
And it's funny because I've seen a lot of people kind of replying to this story going, I still have a copy of Super Mario Brothers somewhere. But it's a little bit more than just a copy of the game. It is the particular pressing of the game. And like Darksagra was kind of talking about, there was all these different variants of Super Mario Brothers. And these early, early ones are the way that they were, I think it's something to do with the box, back of the box being a particular way, or the way the box is put together kind of makes it special and a little more rare. It's like a trading card with a misprint sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just because this sold for, what, $250,000, something like that, doesn't mean that your copy of Mario Brothers and Duck Hunt is suddenly worth a lot of money, because the Mario Brothers Duck Hunt cartridge really isn't worth a lot. Because everybody got that with their NES. It's this particular version when not everybody got Mario Brothers with the console. Remember, they sold the Nintendo by itself in the beginning, and then they also had a pack with Rob the Robot. That did not come with Mario Brothers. The Rob the Robot pack came with Stack Up and Gyromite, right? Or something like that.
Yeah.
So there was a reason to sell Mario Brothers separately. So... But a lot of people, I think, reading the wrong thing out of this headline where my copy of Super Mario Brothers must be worth a lot of money. Probably not, unless you happen to still have it in a box, just the way you bought it. All right.
Exactly.
Let's move on. Loki.
All right. So this is pretty cool. We've got, I'm looking forward to the Analog Pocket. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to wait for a little bit longer because it's been delayed. So it was delayed. I don't remember the original release date. I think it was in the spring, though. But it's been delayed now to October 2021. And basically saying that there's sudden and severe electrical component shortages, which is definitely a thing. And logistical issues have... led to a domino effect that challenges everyone in the industry, and they're sorry that it happened. But apparently it's a component shortage issue, which I know just hearing from other stories, especially with everything.
Yeah, and television was supposed to release yesterday.
Yeah, consoles.
Yesterday was 4321.
Graphics cards. Yeah, so it's to be expected, I guess, but hopefully there will be enough product available when it does come out, because I know that the NES one you cannot get anymore. Unless you're willing to spend like $800, which no one is.
No, why would you do that? Yeah. And obviously those same tech shortages are affecting things like PlayStation 5s, video cards are the other like huge thing. It's all the things the scalpers are buying up like crazy.
So, yeah.
Yeah. SSJ100 Matt in chat says, Analog pulls off its mask and it was really Nintendo all along. But it's a joke about being unable to make, anyway. But yeah, component shortages suck.
Between actually having a real shortage based on like facts and shorting something that there's literally infinite copies available for it, you know, that there's a difference there, you know.
Yeah.
But Nintendo wanted to kill Mario, so, you know. They waited until March 31st to do that.
How sad for Mario having died this week. It's tragic that we lost an icon. All right. Anyway, one more story for you guys, and this is about an April Fool's joke coming true. But this is the good kind of April Fool's joke coming true. So I think it was last year, Platinum Games announced as a joke Soul Cresta. It was a classic shoot-em-up spiritual successor of sorts to Moon Cresta and Terra Crester. Those are games that have been out previously. Guess what? Soul Cresta has now been confirmed as real. So it's gone from April Fool's joke to it's going to be the first entry in the Neo Classic Arcade series. It will be out on PlayStation 4, Switch, and PC. There was a new announcement trailer that came out this week with now in development at the end. And just so you wouldn't think it was an April Fool's joke again, Platinum Games themselves tweeted out on April 2nd, Soul Cresta, the first title in Platinum Games' Neo Classic Arcade series, is coming in 2021 to Nintendo Switch, PS4, and Steam. It's not an April Fool's joke anymore. It's really happening. To, of course, where everybody on Twitter instantly replied, where is Bayonetta 3?
Right.
And that's why don't read replies on Twitter. Sometimes I don't read replies to my own tweets. No, I'm kidding. I do read them. Whether you get blocked for them is another thing. No, not anybody here at OLR. Don't read replies to corporate accounts because they're always crazy. So, going back to the last story a little bit about shortages, Shane is in our chat, Shad Starzik, saying, shortages in something or other pushed my Hades vinyl from this month to December. Yeah, that's right. That was another delay. I remember hearing him complain about that last night on Discord. So he's got that. So I didn't think there was a shortage of vinyl. But whatever it is they use to make records, they've got that as well. Probably all the factories making other stuff right now. So, all right. Well, that is all the news we had scheduled for tonight. We'll get to some last minute stories here in a moment, but I also want to check if we got any email. I don't remember if we had any or not. Oh, we do. Yay. Let's get to it. Participate@orangeloungeradio.com if you want to send us an email. So Dark Soccer is going to...
Actually, no, wait a second. When was the 26th? Yeah, never mind. You guys would have already read this, and someone doesn't clean the email box out.
And that, oop. Okay, so we don't have emails tonight.
No email.
All right.
So guess what that means?
We would usually talk about Drag Race, except I haven't been staying current. I've kind of fallen out of the habit. I know. It's so much of it, and I'm kind of over it.
This is the first season, though, that I've actually been excited about.
Yeah?
I mean, it's really good.
Is it over next week? Because we're down to the top four, right?
I
may not watch it, but Twitter watches it for me.
Rob, you got to catch up. It's gotten so good.
Is next week the last episode, or is
before the top three?
Well, but are they doing that with the whole pandemic and everything?
I don't know. I honestly don't like the whole top three thing. I like when they do the lip sync, right? And they have the winner of each lip sync, and then the two winners sync against each other and actually earn that last crown. That's what I like. But I wish that would stay that way.
Obviously, they're not going to do it in front of an audience, but are they going to maybe bring them back into a studio? Because technically, LA County is in orange tier as of Monday. So their restrictions are really – so they could bring – they could actually – technically – they could probably get away with bringing in an audience for it. They probably won't. And if they do, it'll be made up of friends of like guests of the contestants only. I'm curious if they'll even do it, or if they'll just do an empty studio and do a finale that way. I don't know.
I honestly think that they should just have like a very, very small venue type thing or, you know, like a little tiny studio thing and just record it, like maybe back at, you know, like clear out the workroom, right? Have them, you know, make sure that they're either vaccinated or have been quarantined. And bring them to do their lip sync in, or maybe they could just do it on the main stage.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, they've probably torn down that studio because they actually rebuild that whole set every time they film. And that's why you've been seeing more like All Stars and the regular show back to back, is because they just recycle the set. But they shoot other things in that space when Drag Race isn't filming. So they will probably rent a theater like they've done. It's just the question is, will they sell the seats? Will they recruit people for the seats? Or will it just be guests of the queens? Or are they just going to do it virtual again like they did last season?
Rent another studio is what I'm saying. Rent another studio.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because then, I mean, number one, it's less than probably renting a full theater. You don't have to deal with crowds, and you only have to light a certain small area.
Well, or is it? Because the theaters aren't doing anything right now. So they'd probably welcome the shoot. Who knows? I don't know.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Anyway, okay, so Drag Race talk when we don't get emails. Participate@orangeloungeradio.com is the place to send us emails for a future show.
One last thing.
Yes.
I no longer hate Candy, and in fact, I love her.
The saddest thing about, and maybe that's why I'm not watching as much, you're not going to be able to see these girls tour for another year. So it's kind of sad.
Also, the one I really liked, Utica.
I liked her too.
Don't like her at all after the roast, but I'm still team Gottmik.
But you know, producers told her to do what she did. It's reality TV, darling.
Yeah. But at any rate, I'm still team Gottmik. If anybody who has been consistently at the top of their game, it's been Gottmik and Rosé. Just saying.
I'm still team Tamisha Iman. And that is the person I'm most looking forward to seeing when she tours.
Well, I mean, like for winner.
Oh, winner in my heart. Hey.
I think...
I can like who I like. All right.
All right. I'm pretty sure that Olivia is going to be Miss Congeniality.
Oh, I haven't been paying attention enough to know who's nice or whatever. Anyway, let's get to, I don't know if we have any. I feel like we got all the news out, but maybe Loki found some last minute stories he wants to address with us tonight.
There's nothing really major. I mean, it was just a couple April Fool's things. So
sure, why
I thought
not?
This was Pokemon Sword and Shield. They had an impossible to catch Magikarp.
Oh, I heard about that. That was rude.
And then Remedy did a demake of Control. So
that was cool.
Interesting. Yeah.
Have you heard that rumor? It is a huge rumor, but like we're not even 2 hours of show yet. So this is where I start bringing out the rumors. By the way, if you guys have questions for us in our chat over at twitch.tv/VogNetwork, please, by all means. Epic Games apparently is financing Alan Wake 2. That's the latest rumor. I'm not the biggest Epic fan in the world. I used to be back in the ZZT days. I'm not anymore. I think this stuff they're pulling with Apple is really shitty. But at the end of the day, I would love to see an Alan Wake 2. So I have no idea if there's any truth to that as well. But it's certainly interesting to think about. So ActDef talking about the Magikarp event, saying they've done Magikarp events in the past. I have like 4 shiny Magikarp that I caught in Shield already. Yeah, I know they did a shiny Magikarp event because I feel like it was early on. I think even I have a shiny Magikarp, and that's saying something. So I need to do the Pokemon Go event. I didn't play enough today, and I didn't even know they were doing another collection quest. I haven't seen one of those since.
Is it Bidoof?
No, it's not a Bidoof. It's like bunny stuff for Easter. So it's Bunnery has the Mega Evolution. Bunnelby, I think his name is kind of like the new shiny. And then also the pink stuff, the eggs, the Happiny, Chansey, they're like the egg Pokemon. They're big in this as well, too. ActDeft in chat says, I finished my shiny Mew quest. You did. I saw the tweets about that. Congratulations. I still need like 20 dragon types, among other things. So you must have raided a shit ton of Rayquazas to finish that, or you did some other trick I'm not aware of. So, but I know there were some people that were really pushing the pedal to the metal on the Rayquaza thing to get their dragon types. I also saw one of my friends here locally, Pokemon Go Raider, hit level 50. And I'm like, dang, that takes dedication. I just about have the experience for 44, but I really don't want to play the PvP stuff. I've kind of been trying to go in. I like half-ass do 2 of them, and then I'm like, I'm already over it. So, all right. Anything else, Loki?
No, that was pretty much it.
All right. I guess it was a slower week. What can you say? Not as much going on. Is Bobby out there? I hope Bobby's ready. I don't know if he was expecting the show to be done this early, but we'll see. Okay, he says yes. Okay, good. So that's it, y'all. Thanks for downloading our show, checking us out, or watching us live on Twitch. If you like what you heard here at Orange Lounge Radio, tell a friend or two. Help us spread the word, because we are the show where every gamer has a voice, but if the voices aren't here to put out on air, then what can we do?
Ain't our fault.
Yeah, a nice 5-star review on a place like iTunes, Spotify, wherever you... I know not all sites do reviews, but just a nice word, a nice social media share link. Wherever you found this show would be most appreciated. And then auto hosts on Twitch, they're huge. So thank you, everybody that gives us a host on Twitch. We really appreciate that. If you want to email the show, participate@orangeloungeradio.com. We will be back next week. I may or may not be here. I have a feeling I will be here, but I'll only be pushing buttons and then taking a nap, but we'll see what happens. So next week's show is going to be interesting one way or the other. Tune in for that. Meanwhile, let's go around. Oh, go ahead.
For the record,
mm-hmm.
Dead by Daylight works.
Oh, good. Oh, did you get the connection thing going?
Well, I tried to do the connection, but it makes me have to log into the game to do it. So the game just opened itself up.
Nice.
And it looks actually like I'm even going to be able to stream it. I just have to do a little bit of a change to my graphic interface.
Well, then, yeah. Oh, my God. So I think we're looking at our next bonus. Oh, wait, but you want to play Killer as well. Well, maybe we'll figure something out, because I was thinking a nice bonus stream would be Rob murders his husband on air, but it's all through Dead by Daylight, but he'll need other survivors to play with. But maybe we can do something where you get to murder him as well at some point. So we'll talk about that off air. So
all right,
because our chat met the reward for the second thing. So we're going to have to start thinking of a third reward pretty soon. Although Bobby's also talking about another VHS stream because he has more tapes, lots and lots of tapes to run. So many tapes. But they were fun. I really hope, and if you haven't seen the clip, please look for it. I really hope there's more moments like that Mario statue that was being voiced live by Charles Martinet, where Bobby was just like turned beet red on his stream when he's like, oh my God, I can't believe this is in here, where he's interacting with Mario and Charles Martinet is going, it's the TV station, because he thought Bobby was with the TV station and he couldn't hear what station it was. He's like, it's a my TV station. This is really funny. Please try to look for that clip. To which Bobby's protesting in chat. Thank you, SG100 Matt found the clip and posted the link for reference. It's so good, Bobby. Embrace it. All right. Let's go around and get everybody's final thoughts for the night. I'll start with my final thought. I don't have a lot, but I will just say I'm looking forward to getting my second shot next week and hopefully in May getting to hug some people I know IRL again. And that includes my co-host. That includes some of you out there listening. I just, it's been over a year and I'm ready for some actual human interaction again.
You know what, Rob?
What?
To be technical, we're safe.
I know. But I can push through like one or two more weeks.
I'll bring you pie.
I do love pie.
I've been making mini pies.
All right. Let's get Loki's final thought. Loki.
My final thought is that like I said, I'm going to try to get into streaming again. So look forward to that.
Awesome. And last but not least, Dark Sakura.
I'm excited to kill people. I mean, virtually.
Nice. And can you shout out your friend who's streaming? Is she streaming now?
It's Sweet Nika. So N-I-K-K-A. I think she's streaming. Let me just double check real quick.
Well, streaming or not, give them a follow. And
yeah.
That way you can follow in future week.
Yeah, Sweet Nika. And Sweet N-I-K-K-A. And she's right. Still streaming.
Nice. Drop that in chat. Okay, that's it. That does it for another week here at Orange Lounge Radio. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you for your patience, podcasties, with what happened with last week's show. This one will go up much faster. Thank you for being here and taking part. Have a great week gaming. We'll see you next time. Hopefully there's more news to talk about next time. It was a little light this week, but that's what happens sometimes. Have a great week, folks. I'll see you next time. Bye.
You've been listening to Orange Lounge Radio. Orange Lounge Radio is a production of OLR Studios. To join us for a live show, tune into VogNetwork.com Sunday nights at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. The views and opinions expressed in this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff of Orange Lounge Radio or Vog Network, but you know they were all still true. See you next week.